So I'm going to dive right in. And health and all policies, in our work, working with the California Task Force, we dove in very quickly after being created. We were created through an executive order by the governor in California. And in the process of doing this work, we uncovered a number of what we ended up calling key elements of this work as we reflected back on what we were doing and kind of what were the things that were helping us be most successful. And those are listed up here. The first is really recognizing the links between health equity and sustainability, that we can't actually tackle any of those three without working on all three of them together. The second is around intersectoral collaboration, that this work is really about creating synergies. Health and all policies is a way to tackle issues that no one agency, no one department, no one sector can take on by themselves. We can't address chronic disease or the obesity epidemic or poverty or educational attainment issues without working across sectors. And in fact, for poverty, there, in most jurisdictions, there is no agency or sector dealing directly with those issues. The same is true with climate change and other environmental concerns. Benefiting multiple partners is absolutely essential, as well as engaging external stakeholders, and finally creating structural or process change to how decisions are actually made. These are all going to be covered in the various talks on the panel. I'm going to focus primarily on supporting intersectoral collaboration. And within that, I'm going to give you a few examples from some of the work that we've done in California and talk about how we have used intersectoral collaboration to promote partnerships and promote projects that we wouldn't have been able to do without having this interagency task force. And in particular, some of the things that we found to be really essential to these relationships are the concepts of co-benefits, trust, mutuality, and reciprocity. So I'm going to walk through those. This work is really about relationships. It's about relationships between agencies and also between the people in those agencies. And we all knew going in that that would be time-consuming and a lot of work, and we really had no idea. But the fruits of this work have been really, really incredible and very exciting. The concept of co-benefits is really that we can gain multiple benefits from a single action. We don't all have to have the same goal to work together. We can find ways to work together where we each are gaining in different ways. Trust is absolutely essential, of course. A lot of this is about assuming good intentions. If we don't understand why somebody's doing something the way they're doing, we need to learn more. We need to find out if they probably are not trying to undermine us, even if it looks like it. They probably are trying to achieve some other goal, and we may actually be able to help them do that. It's also about deferring to the expertise of our partners when appropriate, and really kind of understanding the sensitivities. Mutuality and reciprocity are kind of flip sides of the same coin. Mutuality is about having common values and common goals that we can support together. For example, having a vibrant economy, having a healthy population, so this is really about having a mutual vision. While reciprocity is the idea that sometimes we won't have the same vision or the same goal, but we're going to help each other anyway. We're going to kind of create a culture of giving, of generosity, and trust that when we help our partners, they're going to come back and help us at other times. So the first example that I want to talk about is California's work around healthy food procurement. The California Task Force is exploring how to embed health and equity into the ways that the state purchases food. The state of California is a big purchaser, so making these changes can influence the market, can promote healthier food products, can improve more sustainable food processes, and can also improve the health of consumers. And so this was something that was prioritized by the Health and All Policies Task Force, and we formed a work group between different agencies that somehow were involved in this work. And so those agencies include public health, the Department of General Services, which manages contracts for the state, really big contracts, the Department of Corrections, which is serving a vast number of meals every day, the Department of Rehabilitation, which runs a blind vendors program, engaging blind vendors in running and managing cafeterias on state property, the Department of Veteran Affairs, and also the Department of Aging. And the benefits for these different departments, it's been interesting to kind of walk through this and see what everybody stands to gain. Corrections is interested in improving the health of the prison population and also reducing health care costs, and they have a mandate to meet heart-healthy guidelines that they cannot meet right now because they don't have the food available to them through the contracts that the state is providing. The Department of General Services has an obligation to serve other agencies, so this is an opportunity for them to do their work better. From a public health perspective, of course, we're interested in healthy eating. Both rehabilitation as well as Veterans Affairs and Aging are kind of interested in seeing how this can impact them and the way that they're providing food. Trust has been a very big issue around this. The Department of Corrections, and I'm sure this is true where many of you are located, is working on a very limited budget, and so they need to be sure that we're not going to come in and be really harsh and critical on them when they're doing the best that they can given very severe constraints. So how do we promote this work while working within the constraints that they're under? And as well with the Department of General Services, they have a process for contracts, so how do we work with them and with their existing process? It's really about us taking the time to understand that. Mutuality, I think, has been really exemplified in this in terms of having the common goal around healthy eating, around promoting health, and also around the state being a model for local communities and other institutions. And the reciprocity piece has also been important because not everybody is coming in and doing the same thing right now. We need the Department of General Services to actually take some first steps in terms of changing contracts. We need corrections to take steps in different ways. We, as staff working with the health department, have been very much prepared to kind of follow their lead. So really figuring out who can give, and then other departments that are not as involved right now, like rehabilitation, Veterans Affairs, and Aging, are all playing a role because they want to support this with the hope that it's going to benefit them down the line. Another example is around school gardens and school facilities. So our task force was initially interested in promoting school gardens for a variety of reasons. One of those is to improve healthy eating and make sure that kids are actually, you know, they can grow produce at school and then they can eat it. It's great. There were a lot of concerns about food safety that came up, and it turns out that this is happening differently in every school and every district, and the environmental health officers are handling this differently in different jurisdictions. At the same time, our Department of Food and Agriculture is really interested in ensuring a future generation of farmers, and they're concerned about the future workforce. So they see this as an opportunity for exposure to an industry for young people who could grow up and go into that field. And so as we brought together these partners to work on this, a new issue arose, which was that schools, in fact, while they were concerned about school gardens, they were also not getting the food safety inspections they needed for their cafeterias. And without those food safety inspections, they were at risk of losing their USDA federal funding for school meal programs. So they asked this group to please make that a priority as well, and that while they wanted to look at school gardens, we needed to put this other piece on the agenda. So this has really been a great example for us of trusting our partners and kind of, I think that this has been really key in terms of reciprocity, really demonstrating from this whole group that we're prepared to figure out what people's needs are and kind of move in that direction while keeping these broader mutual goals on the table. And we now have a working group that is pursuing this, and that's each of the different partner agencies, without any additional funding, is really diving in very deep and doing quite a lot of work to uncover what the underlying problems are and figure out systems to change this. The last example that I want to share is around school land use decisions. school districts make huge decisions about the siting of new schools and rehabilitation of existing schools. And I say that these are huge decisions because they impact communities in a lot of ways. They impact where our schools are. They impact where we develop new housing. People want to live near schools. So people sometimes think that that school location follows housing, but in fact it goes in both directions. And generally, school planning is completely separate from other city, county, land use, and transportation planning. And so this is a project to align those processes and really embed health, equity, and sustainability into school planning processes. The co-benefits of this project include increasing physical activity by making it easier to walk and bike and take public transit to school, reducing traffic congestion, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, better city and county planning processes, overall greater efficiency. Trust has been it's very important in this particular project. I think that each of the different sectors has their own planning process and their own priority. I set my timer and it is beeping. And they have their own processes, and they want to be sure that this isn't about public health coming in and telling them what to do. This is about us really understanding what their processes are and their goals and figuring out how to really work together to make this better for everybody. And I think that it's been very successful. Leanne is actually going to talk more about this project in her presentation, so I won't go into a lot of details, but we do have an ongoing working group now between these agencies that is continuing to work together and is actually rewriting regulations for school siting, as well as working together on our state's general plan guidelines to enhance this, as well as a variety of other planning processes. So, thank you.
Information that she presented, then we can move on. Are there any questions right now?
Yes.
Other than being good schnooks, what was the kind of impetus? I mean, did you find anybody who didn't want to play nice in this process, and how did you deal with that?
We certainly did. Yeah. And I'm going to try to figure out how to keep this very brief, but just as background, this task force was created. You can read more about it in the guide, and there's a full case study on the task force. But it was created through a governor's mandate, and so the people participating were required to participate, and some very quickly saw that this was a way to that they could benefit from this. And others didn't want to for a variety of reasons. Some of them because their leadership didn't get along with the governor, so it was very personal. And for others, it was because they felt threatened by this process and perceived it as a way for public health to come in and tell everybody what to do. And so I think we're 3.5 years in, and we have seen significant transformation in those relationships. And it's been about, you know, following these kind of concepts of reciprocity and trust and mutuality and really taking the time to invest in those relationships. Great. Thank you. And I didn't mention this, and Dr. Rudolph didn't mention this in her introduction, but she's actually the founder of California's Health and All Policies Task Force, and I want to make sure she's acknowledged. So.